It is time for Ruth Epstein and the Republican American Report. We say good morning to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. Is it snowing up there?
It is snowing up here.
We have nothing down here.
Yeah, it's a, well, you'll get a second shot today. See if
oh,
you
great.
Can, yeah. It's a light snow right now, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we don't have a speck. Nothing.
No. Yeah, well, you're lucky. You're lucky.
Well, we're so south here. Yeah. Well, Sharon Hospital has a lot of news these days. We have a new helipad that was put in. We went to a ribbon-cutting ceremony last week. Beautiful new facility. They're also doing a new opioid drug sort of, you know, prevention. They're offering Narcan and other substances to help with the problem. There's a new program every Thursday from noon to 1 o'clock at the back entrance, and people are urged to come. It's very private, very confidential, and, you know, we heard statistics about the rise of cases and overdosing, and hopefully people will take advantage of this. Also, I believe they have set the date for the new hearing on the progressive care unit, you know, turning the intensive care unit into a progressive care unit. I believe that's February 15th, but that has to still be confirmed. We still don't have an answer yet on the closing of the maternity ward. We're waiting for that as well from the state. So lots going on over there.
And sad news out of Region 1 this weekend.
Yeah, we lost Ed Tversky. Ed and I were just saying we've lost a whole bunch of the old guys this, you know, last couple of years. With
not only old guys, but standard bearers. I mean,
exactly,
you look at Ed Kirby. I mean, but you know, I was reminiscing on the Facebook page about Ed. I was never a great athlete, a poor athlete, didn't like athletics, but and Ed was, by the way, if you want to talk about an athletic director, he was one of the best in the state and recognized that way. But he somehow managed to get me through phys ed without a problem. And after that, when we started broadcasting Housatonic Sports, he was my right-hand man. He was so good with me and so good to me.
He was so dedicated.
He was the man. I mean, what a program he ran single-handedly.
And did it with, you know, good taste and just real gentlemanly. And I remember taking a picture of Ed Kirby, Ed Tversky, and Ro Chinnati for something, and now they're all gone. Kind of sad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I guess the services will be announced coming up.
If people want to go to the Facebook page and just type in Ed Tversky, you can leave comments on the page that's on Facebook.
Good, good. Okay, we have lots of talk about composting in the region. Most selectmen are talking about that. They're realizing with rising costs of solid waste, and it's become a real, real problem. Not only is the cost going up, we're trucking it out west, our garbage, and it's so environmentally bad and economically bad, and so I'm glad that the officials in most of these towns are talking about how to get some of those food wastes out of the stream. And we'll be hearing a lot about that in the future.
And if people want to I used to give three full garbage bags a week. I'm down to about one garbage bag, maybe one and a half.
It is amazing.
I bought one of these machines that takes your garbage and turns it into a dirt-like substance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dirt. It's not really for growing, but it's cut what I enter into the stream literally down by two-thirds.
Isn't it? It's amazing.
And then you can throw it away. It's amazing how and yeah, was it a couple hundred dollars? Yeah, but you know, sooner or later you're going to be paying more and more and more and more.
Absolutely.
So.
down here in Kent, the Zoning Commission, which was sued by a group of individuals who didn't want to see that 13-unit conservation development in North Kent, lost. That was dismissed by the court. So that was big controversy down here, and we'll see where the owners now go and what they're going to, whether they'll continue or streamline, or we'll be following that. There was a good meeting in Sharon last weekend about the community hall being turned into four affordable units, and there was quite a bit of support for that. Again, that's going to be something we follow up on. And the bridge is open in Cornwall. The West Cornwall Covered Bridge is finally fully opened. Not a cheap repair. Gordon Ridgway, the first selectman, talked about it at a meeting last week. He believes it's that the cost is probably about $100,000, and said the perpetrator who went through there and did that damage is not off the hook for repaying some of that cost, probably. So everybody's very happy that it's up and running again. It really did cause a stir.
All right. And in Falls Village, on the 27th, they have the public hearing on the Frontier proposal.
They do, yes. That's this Friday night. We have that. We have Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we have the Robbie Burns birthday celebration in Cornwall on Friday night, which is always fun. Bagpipes and haggis and all that good stuff. And then there's all kinds of art exhibits. So, again, we're back to plenty to do. Oh, they're going to be talking about the calendar, Marshall, at the Region 1 meeting tomorrow. Is a special meeting, favorite topic.
Okay. All right, Ruth.
All right, Marshall, stay well. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Ruth.
You too.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.